This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Come here. Welcome to the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, live every Sunday on Leicester Fan TV. Come on, you Foxes. Good morning, Foxes fans. How the devil are you? How's your weekend been? It started off great with Jamie Vardy scoring his 8th goal in 11 games against the boing baggies. Good 3 points. Was it deserved or not? We'll talk about that in a minute. You know what day it is. It's Sunday. It's 10 a.m. So it's time for the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, run by us fans for you fans out there. And you know what? Your opinion really matters. So get them comments in now. Let's get going. It's kickoff time. Come on, you Foxes!
The Leicester City machine is on the march again!
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views, live. Thanks to our sponsors, Everots, Follow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Foxes Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We'll start with that comment. Hi, Jake. Morning, Craig. Hi, Jamie and all LCFC. What a win yesterday. Hams up. What a performance. Yes, Hams up was a great performance there. I'm going to bring in a friend of mine that I haven't seen for a long time. It's Young Ben. How are you, Young Ben? How are you, pal?
Morning, mate. Morning, everyone.
I'm good. Well, before we start talking about football, we're just going to talk about... You're living in Coventry at the moment, aren't you, pal?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What's it like living in Coventry, being a Leicester fan, living in Coventry with us being top of the league and them in the semi-final of the FA Cup today?
It can be fun sometimes, mate. Obviously, I don't hide who I support. So even a trip to Tesco's can be a bit hairy sometimes. And it's like you got a bit of cheek wearing that round here. But it can be interesting sometimes. But... It's got to stick to your roots, haven't you?
So how did you get there yesterday then? Did you, was it bus, car, train, walk, push bike?
Well, I made the amazing decision of going on the train from the Ricoh Arena and got into Nuneaton and got on my train, and it was literally ram-packed full of baggies, all having their morning beers and in high spirits. So as I got on, I got the comment, oh, good luck. But no, to be fair, they're all pretty well
behaved. Was that the one with the pyro set off on the train?
It was further down the train. It wasn't in the bit I was in. But it was quite interesting, to say the least.
I must admit, Ben, I keep going to call you David, because you've got this remarkable look with that shirt on in particular of David Speedy. I don't know why. I hope everyone else is thinking that, but you've got this remarkable look about David Speedy. Not sure whether it was when he was playing or how he looks now. I'm not quite sure.
That before. I'll tell you what, if I could have played football half as good as him, I'd have been laughing, but never got to that level, mate.
Anyway, pal, let's get on to the game. I've got Reedy waiting in the background as well, but we'll get on with you first of all. West Brom sort of threw the kitchen sink at us from the very beginning, didn't they? And they gave it a good go and looked very dangerous.
They did.
Do you think we deserve that win? Or were we a bit of luck? Or did we have a bit of luck yesterday?
We rode our luck definitely yesterday, I think. Let's be honest, we could have been 2 or 3 nil down after 20 minutes. But as I'm sure is going to get mentioned quite a lot today, Hamza was absolutely amazing. The two clearances were literally body on the line. And I think that's what we've been missing a little bit recently. They looked like they cared yesterday. I wouldn't say it was the best performance. Few players had a good game. But yeah, West Brom had a go. And yeah. Hey, the 3 points is all that matters, I suppose, at this stage. But yeah, we rode our luck a little bit. But you mentioned
Hamza yesterday. Then we had these. Oh, well, let's get rid of that comment first. These three chances that West Brom had, and he made some spectacular clearances. I think that's what gave the crowd the G up that I think we needed, didn't it, Ben?
Yeah,
I think three clearances were unbelievable. And the way they celebrated after we did that double clearance in the second half, well, blimey.
Celebrated like a goal, mate. Yeah, definitely. I thought the fans were really good yesterday. Little bit of frustration the first 15, 20 minutes with the same old passing around the back. But we seemed to attack the game a little bit more in the second half, and a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit more direct, which pleased me. So, yeah, I thought the wingers were a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, you mentioned Hamza there. Did you hear the interview on the official Leicester channel with him? He said we had a plan A and a plan B yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's what we've been missing, isn't it? How long have we been saying that for?
I'm not quite sure what the plan B was, whether it was because we had less possession yesterday and you said, we were a bit more direct, because we only had 47% possession. They had 53. Mm. We had 9 shots altogether. They had 11. And our keeper made 5 shots, saved 5, and their keeper only saved 1. But he had to pick the ball out the back of the net twice, which is the best thing.
That's what matters, isn't it? But, it was a very different performance yesterday. Let's hope we can take that into Tuesday night with Cardiff doing us a favour yesterday. If we get a good result, we'll lead tomorrow.
Didn't they just do us a favour? We all need Southampton to lose, and that's made a huge difference for the game, especially for Middlesbrough Leeds tomorrow night as well. That's going to be a huge game. That could make all the difference tomorrow. But, Ben, we've been sort of struggling to grind out results, especially the last two games against Millwall and Plymouth, who probably did what we did to who did we play? I forgot. West Brom. Yeah. What Millwall and Plymouth did to us, we did to West Brom yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah. In the past, winning ugly can be quite satisfying sometimes. Quite satisfying. I mean, look at the good results at home this year. You know, like beating Stoke, was it 5-0? And people were leaving. No one left their seat yesterday, mate. No one left their seat yesterday.
Yeah, I was listening to straight after the game. Well, no, later on in the evening, I was listening to When You're Smiling podcast, and you could still hear the fans in the background 15 minutes into that podcast. And it was unbelievable. It's what we needed. The fans seemed to get behind. But sometimes me and Reedy, I'll tell you what, I'll bring Reedy in now and he'll agree with me. Morning, Reedy. How are you, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
Just going to say, sometimes we're talking about the atmosphere there. Me and Ben there, even though it was an absolutely fantastic atmosphere yesterday, sometimes you need the players to give you that, for the fans to give you that atmosphere. And that's what I was just trying to say to Ben as well, that that's probably why the atmosphere was so good yesterday.
Yeah, obviously on the way to the game yesterday, with obviously filling that lot, we were saying that, the fans need to do what they can to cheer on the players. And I was like, it is, but the moment something happens in the game, that's when fans turn. Like, say, if you conceded a goal, that's when the fans turn on them. what we want to see is something like Chaudhry yesterday, where he got the feet stuck in. See Vardy making these challenges. See all the players making challenges, and that's what will gear the players, the fans up to cheer them on. And again, yesterday was one of the best atmospheres this season because of how the game went. And as much as people say, like Ben said there, winning ugly is brilliant, but while you're at the 90 minutes of that game, you're itching on your seat, not wanting to know what the end result will be. But yeah, it was brilliant. And like I say, the atmosphere at the end, the moment that whistle blew, you could, like I say, they put on Feed from Desire. So it was brilliant. It was brilliant to see. And it was just an amazing atmosphere in the end.
Ben, you're a bit of a DJ-ish, aren't you? Was that the right music to play at the end of it?
It did the job, didn't it? It's not what I'd have played, but it's
well, then, what would you put on to G up the fans at the end? What would the song that you would have gone for?
I don't think you can go wrong with a bit of Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy. I think everybody likes that. But yeah, thanks for giving me a little plug, mate. If you want to tune into my channel, I do my DJing again now. So have a look at me on there. But I won't go on about that this morning.
Not that this morning. Actually, I didn't do that on purpose. I just came at the top of my head. Irish Fox, Mr. David Gavin. Hi, Jamie. West Brom really tested as a good team, but that bit of luck we got that every other club always seems to get. It was a little bit of luck yesterday as well, and West Brom tested us, didn't they, Ben?
They did. They did. We were hanging on in injury time, weren't we? Let's be honest. But one thing I wanted to say, I mean, Reedy just mentioned the crowd react to the players. When Vardy tracked back yesterday and won that tackle, it really did get everybody pumped up. And my brother actually turned around to me, he says, "Everybody loves a tackle, don't they?" And we were leaving our feet in there. Even Dakar had a little go when he came on at the end, and he was tracking.
He got booked after 2 minutes.
It broke up the play, and he did what he needed to do. So.
Ben, everyone loves a big tackle, don't they? The bigger the better, mate.
I wouldn't know about that, mate.
I don't know about you lot in the ground, but I had about 15 Leicester fans in the bar yesterday. And when we missed that penalty, the heads dropped. And you could see this, you could sense, even in the bar, you thought, oh no, here we go again. We're not going to kill a team off. What was the kind of feeling, Reedy, in the ground? Particularly where you are, Reedy, because I know a lot of people in that area where we sit, because I sit pretty close. Well, I'm about 10 seats away from you. I know what the reaction would have been. What did it seem like in the crowd yesterday when Vardy missed that penalty?
Well, I was walking down the stairs to go get myself a drink at that time, and obviously that's when they awarded the penalty. And Vardy stepped up for it, and I was like, do you know what? I can see this missing. And the only reason I was saying that was because from last season with the Maddison penalty, just before half time, could have been 2-0 up. Obviously, I know he didn't scoreline in that game, but yeah, it was that important, because if you don't go and score that, and then they go and score an equaliser to make it 1-1, it's a completely different story. But fortunately, we got a goal from Vardy anyway. But like I said, that penalty could have been huge for us, but in the end, it wasn't that important. So, but again, when he missed it, there was a lot of fans saying, It was looking like how we did it against Everton last season.
Go on, Ben.
I'll add with that. If anyone was going to miss a penalty, Vardy's probably the person to do it, because Maddison missed that one last year. And let's be honest, his head went down. He looked disinterested. I thought Vardy had a great game yesterday. I really do. Yeah. But I thought he led the line brilliantly, and he didn't let it get to him. And He got his goal in the end. So, yeah, if anyone was going to miss a penalty, I don't mind Jamie missing one. We can all forgive him, can't we?
See, I mean, we scored 12 out of 12, and that was number 13, wasn't it? Unlucky for some, number 13. And you thought, but I don't get Vardy normally buries it into the top left-hand corner, top right-hand corner. Why has he gone for placement? Whether he's given the chance.
He wanted to make sure he went in, that's the thing. He couldn't just smash it. If he went down the middle, that's what normal Vardy does. So he had to try and put it somewhere that he wouldn't do it.
I'd rather him larrip it into the top, into row Z, than hit the post and give the chance a keeper to score. Yeah. I'd rather pace and.
Well, it hit the post, didn't it? So even if he did put it on target in the net, the keeper probably would have got to it, because he was down in that way anyway. So, but again, the main thing is he didn't score it, and we still one with his another goal. So
yeah, I'm struggling. Chris has joined us now. Morning, Chris. How are you, pal?
Morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So what's it like? I know you live in Peterborough, so you must be happy walking around Peterborough today.
There is a sense of positivity, I will grant you, especially because I've, throughout these past few weeks, all I've been hearing from Peterborough fans is, we're going to play you next season, we're going to play you next season. You know, and I was just like, if you win the playoffs, maybe. But, you know, that's still a long way off yet. But no, the win yesterday was so important. And I've actually been sort of streaming my radio show on TikTok. Sorry to do a little plug there. But when I was doing that, so the amount of people that came to me saying this win was so important, and like, can we now win the league? I think we can. You know, but the most important thing is to get promoted, and we can potentially be promoted on Tuesday. Fingers crossed.
Promoted, yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Connor Cody, Ben. Did he deserve his place in there? I'm not sure he had an outstanding game, but he gives us them qualities that we've been missing. He gave us a bit of steel and a bit of fight, a bit of passion in the back.
Yeah, I think he grew into the game. You could see there was communication there. He was talking to Hamza, Faz and Westergaard. Yeah, it was a bit of a shaky start, but it was an unusual selection, but he's deserved his chance 100%, and you need that bit of experience at this stage. I'd give him a 7 out of 10, but I think he deserves to keep his place for Tuesday night, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to mention man of the match because I think it's between two people, isn't it? It's either
Is it even between two people?
Chowdhury and Chowdhury.
For me, it's Hamzad, 100%. But some people have said Vardy as well.
I do think Vardy had a good game.
I think if you count his goals, then yes. If you count because he scored, then yeah, fair enough. But yeah, but the only reason we didn't lose yesterday was because of Chowdhury.
Hamza.
For me, it's got to be Hamza. The way he battled, yes, he can give the ball away a little bit. He's not the best passing, but he gives you that battling spirit that we've needed, and which is what we want, which is going to cause a problem, Ben, for the Southampton game on Tuesday. What do you do? Do you bring in Ricky P, who admittedly is more skillful, better on the ball, and more pace, where Hamza has got the fight, the passion and the spirit we need, and he showed it yesterday. What would you do as Enzo, Ben, if you were Enzo?
I think Tuesday will be a tough game. I mean, let's be honest, we wouldn't not accept a draw on Tuesday night. But I think Southampton will be going for it. I'd keep Hamza in there personally. Obviously, you can always make changes. Your starting lineup isn't always the people that finish on the pitch at the end of the game. But I think he'll probably go with the same lineup on Tuesday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, really. I know that's going to hurt you because Dakar won't be starting. I know how much you love old Patson Dakar. But Vardy's probably only got 3 games left for the club. Maybe, hopefully not. But at the minute, he's definitely only got 3 games left unless things are sorted. Do you just play Vardy now for the next 3 games? Because we've got, when we play the week after, the Monday night the week after, don't we?
Preston.
We've got 6 days.
Preston away.
It's difficult because, again, we know that he probably, obviously, he is the best striker we've got at the moment. But it all depends if he's fit enough, because people say he can't play 3 games in a week. Again, you'd probably say any professional footballer should do it, however the age they are. But it is hard because, again, if Vardy don't start, you know it's going to be Dakar. And maybe Vardy will be even better when he comes on as a sub at times. So I'm not too sure.
He had a fire in his belly yesterday, though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, yeah.
If he's only got 3 games left for Leicester, you know he's going to be giving it 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he will.
Simple as that.
I mean, the ideal situation would be Vardy to score a last-minute winner against Blackburn to win the title.
Phil said that. He said that's what Vardy's going to do to end his story off at Leicester.
That would be the perfect end to his Leicester career. His 190th goal, or well, I think he's on 188 now, is he? I think it is. If he scores the 90th minute winner or 96th minute winner, that would be just unbelievable. My heart probably wouldn't be able to take it, but that would be the ideal situation. So we're moving on to Tuesday. We dig the bones out of the West Brom game yesterday. Ben, you said, did you say the same starting 11, or did you say what would your starting 11 be?
Personally, I'd keep it. Yeah.
Go on, Ben. Sorry, carry on.
It's all very well bringing players in, but he's gonna keep the midfield pretty much the same. The wingers will both start.
Unfortunately,
if we're going to see a change, it will be at the back. Like you say, probably Ricky P over Hamza. But can you really drop Hamza after that performance yesterday? No. I'm not just going to say it was a man of the match performance. I think it was his best ever performance in a Leicester shirt yesterday. Mm-hmm. End of.
Yeah.
Getting stuck in is what we need. Like we said, he's not the best footballer at the club. We all know that. But he's probably the best tackler at the club.
Mm.
Chris, just before we go on to your thing about Tuesday night, Bam Mabedidi, since the turn of the year, since he's won that manager player of the season, player of the month for December, same as Enzo won it, he's sort of gone downhill, hasn't he, Chris?
He has. And I'm shocked, really, because Mabedidi, before that, was on fire. He was absolutely unstoppable and he was just absolutely brilliant. But no, it seems like it's like he's there, but he's not there at the same time. It's like he's certainly not getting his passes in. I'm not seeing him really push forward. At the moment, it's like he's sticking in midfield, and we don't need that. We need somebody moving forward.
Yeah. Reedy and Ben can answer this better. He seemed a bit anonymous yesterday, Reedy.
Oh, mate, you didn't even see like he should be on the pitch. Again, I've not been the biggest fan of him the last even months for it. And he just doesn't seem to be the winger we need at the moment. Like I say, when we kept mentioning how he just passed the ball and then stood still. If you're doing like passes on the wing, you make the 1-2 and you make the run. He just stood still after he made the pass. Whereas the moment we said that, Fatu got the ball, cut his man out and then crossed it in and scored. That's what a winger should be doing. And I get that maybe Mavididi gets two or three players on him at a time, so he can't do too much with it. But like Andy Medhurst says there, he gets heavily marked. I get that. But he, unlike Fatu, Mavididi's got the skills to get past someone. And he just seems to do one skill, either miss or loses the ball, or he does beat his man and somehow get the ball into the box. But he just doesn't seem to be on it at the moment. And I think the one reason he gets in that team at the moment is firstly because he doesn't have anyone to cover him. Realistically, you could probably say someone like Marcelo or not, but he's not going to be that level. And then second of all, because he's that moment of magic we might need. In 1 minute of every 90 minute a game, he could create something special. And that's what, for me, he keeps him in that team. Like I say, the Norwich game and the Birmingham game both got a goal to win the game. That's the reason he's in that team.
Yeah, he could do that something special. But I think the issue is we all know what it's going to be now. It's going to be a drop of the shoulder and a little curl into the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe everyone's looking out for that. And like a few comments have said, he's been worked out a little bit. But as Reedy's just said, have we got anything really better to put in? No. Probably the answer is no. So I think he'll start.
Yeah, with Mavididi, I don't know. I'm not comparing him to Riyad Mahrez, but he's that kind of player that can give that one moment of magic that can win a game for you. He can be out of the game for 89 minutes, and that one moment of magic can win you the game. But he doesn't seem to be doing that at all, where Mahrez used to give you that one or two bits every other game to win your game. Mavididi doesn't seem to be doing it now like he was beforehand.
Yeah. He's just not consistent enough. Like I say, the goal against Norwich where he basically nutmegged somebody and then slipped into the box. I don't know if that was Birmingham or Norwich, but again, Norwich. Them moments of magic shows you. But then when you get like yesterday, he looked like he was invisible on the pitch. Every time he got the ball, he didn't make a move after passing the ball. He just didn't want to do anything. And it's the most annoying thing because he is a good player. If he used all of his ability, he would be able to smash it. And it just shows you with the amount of goals he scored this season. It's kind of like Barnes last season. Obviously, people didn't like his performances. He weren't great, but the stats show that he has been a decent player this season. So it is what it is, and hopefully he can step up for the next three games. Because when we win games, you can see his mentality and his happiness when we win. So it's just that's the main thing. He does want to be here for the club. So
yeah. Chris, we didn't get on to you because I wanted to talk about Mabi Dibi. Your thing for Southampton, what do you think? Is there going to be any changes, many changes, three games in 7 to 8 days, something like that?
I mean, personally, I'm always a firm believer in, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, and we was a bit worried when we heard that Ricky P was potentially going to be injured yesterday. But after the match, we was like, did we need him? No. So, therefore, I would say, seriously, don't touch it.
Yeah. Was that good man management, a bit of kidology by a bit of the old Alex Ferguson stuff? Oh, Dewsbury Hall might not be playing. Vardy might not be playing. Ricky P, we've got to manage his minutes. Ben, was it a bit of kidology or was Enzo actually really unsure what the team would be until the last moments?
Possibly a bit of kidology. I was wondering whether Vardy had come off after 60 minutes because I was surprised to see him start, to be honest with you. But he made a little signal to the bench when West Brom made a substitution saying, no, I'm good to carry on. So, yeah, maybe there was a little bit of that in there. I wish he could show some other Fergie traits. But
there was a point, you wouldn't have seen it on the TV. There was the ground, but on the TV in the first half, West Brom had about three or four chances where they just literally broke through, and Vardy stood on the halfway line, literally with his hands in the air, like going, "What the going on?" And I think that's when they got to grips with it. Vardy was quite annoyed yesterday about the performance, the first 15, 20 minutes.
Well, I think when Chowdhury said on his post-match about having a plan A and plan B, we did play differently yesterday in that first half. I don't know if Ben noticed it or whatnot, but we played basically with a five at the back in defence. We played with Cody, Vestergaard and Chowdhury as the centre-backs. We played Faze as a left wing-back. And we played Fatu as a right wing-back. That's how weird it sounds, but that's how we played. Again, Fatu wasn't even getting up the line at all in the first half. And it just showed that that was a different style to what we had been doing. But from how Chowdhury played and how he kept goals off the line and whatnot, that's probably what helped us win the game.
In an interview after the game, Enzo said that he was surprised with their lineup because they hadn't played, West Brom hadn't played five at the back for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden, so whether that's what they thought, Ben, they were struggling with that lineup, Ben, to start off with.
Yeah, well, they came out like a steam train, didn't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
They started very, very strongly. But with what Reedy was just saying, I mean, I think Cody was kind of backing up Chowdhury yesterday and they were rotating a little bit. And I think that freed Chowdhury up to not press. He wasn't kind of pressing forward, but he was able to work the midfield a little bit more. And he was almost like a free man at the back. Mm-hmm. He was able to kind of rotate a little bit. And I was watching him quite a lot, and he was really watching West Brom's movement in the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it worked. We were a bit less rigid yesterday, I thought.
Yes, but like Enzo doesn't like that. It was a bit more chaotic, weren't it, in a basketball game? And Enzo didn't like that. And that's what, like, Mr. Craig Hendry said, Mr. Six Hitters just said, we didn't need to dominate against West Brom, but we will need to against Southampton. Let them have the ball and they will hurt us. Reedy, I'll let you answer that one.
It's true. Again, West Brom are a good team. There was no doubt about it that it was going to be a tough game yesterday. I think we were quite lucky to be 2-0 up in my eyes. They could have been a 2 or 3-0 up themselves.
On that point, our goals were scored really against the run of play, weren't they?
Yeah. Again, there were so many times we had so many chances off the line. We had they had a load of shots that just deflected off the post, really. So there was many chances that they could have been up, and they probably deserved more than what they got, if I'm totally honest. But again, 3 points is the main thing. And like you say, when we'll go back to Chaudhry, on paper, and I don't know if you lot know, I think he's the worst performing player in the Leicester top this season. Just on stats. But again, just shows you that you probably do need more fight than you need like quality at the moment. And I did say that maybe in the next three games you do need that now over quality. And then if you do need the quality, you can bring someone like Ricardo on in the late stages of the game. So again, against Southampton, it's going to be a tough one. You've seen them all season. They've really, really bounced back recently, obviously, other than yesterday, which we're all glad to see. But just hopefully we can get a win.
They were all over Cardiff yesterday, so
they can't put a ball in the back of the net, as we know. Just talking of stats, if we beat them, Southampton can't catch us. But Southampton can still
catch us. If we avoid defeat.
But if we don't, Southampton can still catch us. But what I was going to say was, you want to know this stat, because it was on TV again, that when West Brom scored, that was the 14th goal we've conceded in the last 15 minutes of games. I think that's why yesterday was very squeaky bum time, Ben, wasn't it? And what was it, the last 15 minutes in the crowd, what was it like?
It was a bit tense. It was a little bit tense. But let's be honest, if we'd have scored that penalty before half-time,
it would have been a different kettle of fish, wouldn't it?
It'd have been game over. But if we'd have gone into half-time at 2-0 up, you'd have thought, how the hell have we just done that?
But all I'll say is FA Cup final again, because I always bring this up. FA Cup final, because let's face it, when we played Chelsea in the FA Cup final, we had our backs to the wall throughout, but we still won. That's why I say it's FA Cup final when that happens. When we have our backs to the wall, when we defend, but we still get a win, that's all you need.
Yeah. Chris, before we let you go, pal, score prediction. I know people don't like doing this a lot. And put in the comments as well, score predictions, please, for Tuesday night. Come on then, Chris.
I'm not going to say my catchphrase because I don't want to jinx it. But I'm going to go 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
2-1. Yeah, it's not going to be
I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it. So, Chris is going for a 2-1. Joe's going for a 1-0. Wayne's going for a 3-1. Jenny's going for a 2-0. Ooh, Jenny, you must be a Southampton fan. Hopefully you are. Moore's going for a 2-0. 2-1, Daniel. They're all going for City 3-2. Chris, we shall speak to you next week, pal. We shall see you soon.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. See you later. All the way from Peterborough, sunny Peterborough. See you later, mate. They're all going for wins to Leicester here. Ben, what are you thinking on Tuesday's score? Are you going, Ben, on Tuesday?
No, I'm working in Milton Keynes tomorrow, mate. I'll be there till Wednesday night. So.
It's on TV, though. You'll be able to watch it anyway, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be back to the hotel with my mobile and Sky Sports on. So I'm going to go for a Desmond, mate. I'm going to go for a 2-2.
Oh. We should do the show after Monday night, see after the Leeds Middlesbrough, and then see what everyone says then.
I think it's going to be a very different story after tomorrow night. But
I think it will be.
But we'll see. I'm going to enjoy it in Cov today because they'll all be at Wembley. But I'm going out in my Leicester shirt at about 5 o'clock if they lose. That's for sure, mate.
Make sure, because we always say the last one out, when there's a cup final, the last one out, turn the lights on. Ben, go round and turn all the lights back on so they all get extra, have to pay for extra electricity while they're not there, pal.
I'll go and put a shirt up at the Rico. I'm only a 5-minute walk away, mate.
That'd be great if you did it straight after the lost. Just pin it up. All right then, Chris. So, Ben, sorry. So, 2-1 for Chris, 2-1 for Ben. Cheers for joining me, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Pleasure. See you soon, guys.
See you again. Enjoying commentary this afternoon. See you later, pal. Cheers, mate. Terry's going for a 1-1. Mal Canderson's going for a 3-1. Jenny says, what was that one? Jenny's gone. Sorry, I meant 2-0 versus Southampton. Two less. Okay. Oh, thank God for that. Jenny, you've come back on my Christmas card list there, love. You really have. Reedy, what are you thinking, mate?
1-1. What? 1-1. I think it's going to be an even tougher game than West Brom. Again, I don't want to be negative, but I think we're quite lucky against West Brom. Again, the main thing is we were 3 points, so against Southampton, I think it's going to be even tougher. And I think, again, like Ben said, I don't think anyone would be annoyed at a draw against Southampton. As long as you don't lose, then you can go into the last two games hoping to get one win and you're up. So that's the main thing for me. If you can guarantee one win and out the last two, and you can draw against Southampton, you'd probably take it. But again, it'd be even better if you win against Southampton. So
if Leeds draw, then we'll still need 4 points from the last three games. If Leeds lose, a win for us will take us up. Not title, but promotion. If they lose and we draw, we'll need 3 points, I think. I think it's 3 points we'll need. No.
We'll need 6 points. If they win, we'll need 6 points.
No, if they lose and we draw, that'd be a 5-point gap.
Yeah, only for three more.
We'll need 2 points. But yeah, so it's still in our hands, but it's still out of our hands in a way, isn't it, pal?
Well, we're in a perfect spot again. And Phil said yesterday that realistically, obviously, I know Southampton's our game in hand because we missed that one a few weeks back. But the game yesterday was our game in hand because now we're all on three games again.
Yeah. Because Ipswich don't play Coventry until the week after next, don't they?
So they don't
have a game in hand now. So it's all swings and roundabouts, and we will not know what will happen until
Monday night after Leeds lose.
No, 2:30 on May the 4th. I think it's going to go right down to the last game. And like Joe says, Leeds Southampton game for them will mean nothing. Oh, it certainly does mean a lot now, doesn't it, for them?
Mm-hmm. If Southampton win against them, they could be up. Leeds could be in playoffs. That's how big it could be.
You think, I can't remember the lineup in the playoffs, but you think you're going to have two of the top four. Whoever the top, it could be either two of them top four. It could be anybody, couldn't it? Plus Norwich and West Brom. Mm-hmm. That's a tough lineup. If you've got Leeds, Southampton, Norwich and West Brom, Ipswich, Southampton, whatever combination it is, that's a huge, the biggest playoff games. I don't think they've had teams like that in the playoffs before.
West Brom yesterday were playing for place because they're near enough guaranteed playoffs. They were playing to be in that top. The top is the best spot they can be to play whoever it is. I think is it third versus sixth and fourth versus third or whatever it is. I'm not too sure. But they were playing for place and that's why they played so well yesterday. Just hopefully we can get a result tomorrow night for Middlesbrough.
Yeah. Yes, pal. Rightio, mate. We shall see you later. Cheers for joining.
Norris.
See you later, pal. Be good. Cheers, mate. There we go. Another Aftermath show. Another Sunday morning Aftermath show. Much appreciated. Everyone who's joined. Absolutely fantastic. Like I say, what more do we want apart from 3 points for Middlesbrough tomorrow night and then 3 points for us on Tuesday night against Southampton. So it's ciao, ciao. Adios. Goodbye. Arrivederci. There goes the final whistle. Come on, you foxes!
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.